The third part of non-stealing, of course, is not coveting, and that's even more subtle than inappropriate forms of debt, because it's all in the mind. It's not in our actions, it's just in what we do with our mind. So Webster tells us, covetousness is an excessive desire for wealth or possessions. Not a desire, but an excessive desire. We're really focused. We really want. We want possessions. We want money. Gurdeva describes it as owning something mentally and emotionally, but not actually owning it physically. So we want something. It doesn't belong to us. We're treating it as if we have it, but it's not ours. So how does coveting cause problems? Well, as we were talking about, you get into abusive credit. Because you want something a great deal, you go out and you buy it, and you abuse the credit to buy it. If you didn't want it, you wouldn't buy it, right? So the problem isn't the buying, it's the wanting. We wanted it so much that we were reckless in how we determined we could pay for it. We weren't realistic. We weren't following the principle of proper use of credit. So, of course, we've all experienced this. A new computer comes out, right? Twice as fast as the one we all have. And of course, we all want it. We can get our work done twice as fast. This is good. So, the problem is, of course, in this example, we buy it and sell the one we have, and we end up with a monthly payment we really can't afford to make. So our excessive desire has caused us to buy something we can't afford. Then we've got a payment we can't make. So that's not very good, but if we do that a number of more times with other objects, obviously our coveting is going to get us into serious financial trouble. So not only does coveting lead to abusive credit, leads to other problems as well. Can lead to envy and even jealousy. If what we want isn't owned by a company but happens to be owned by the person next to us at work, person next to us at home, person next to us at school, if they have something that's better than what we have and we want what they have, then our coveting is starting to bring up feelings of envy and possibly even jealousy, like among brothers or sisters. One of them has something, the other doesn't. You want it. Pretty soon, a lot of jealousy. So the Quran gives some of the Quran, which is the Tirukural, which is a South Indian scripture, gives us some good advice on avoiding covetousness as well as envy. So the first one's on covetousness. There's a whole chapter on it. It's a common problem all mankind faces. Nobody is exempt. There is a thoughtless desire for others' things that is destructive. There is a mindful pride that, in refusing to covet, is triumphant. Then on envy, there are no envious men who have risen to prosperity. There are no men free from envy who have fallen from it.